Please.
Going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Copper Rim Infrastructure Financing District. Today is February 3rd, 2026. It's 3:34 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Matt, you're the chair. Would you
Matt
like to
Scott.
start? Thank you.
Seth Robertson, board member.
Coincidence. Thanks, Quinn.
Lauren Warburton with CLA.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, we're going to just skip the meeting minutes for a little bit. Lauren, I'm going to let you put up the quarterly expenditures for us.
Okay, so board, this payment listing covers the period from October 1st through December 31st. The total is coming in at $1,772,464. And I guess to summarize here, a majority of these payments are for capital outlay, with some administrative costs that came through the working capital requisitions. And then the bond interest payment of $229,000 that came out on December 1st. Are there any questions about any of these payments?
You guys good with those?
No
So,
questions.
okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the expenditure payment listing for the fourth quarter?
I'll happily make that motion.
Thanks, Quinn.
I'll second.
Thanks, Seth. All those in favor say aye. All
Bye.
Bye.
right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren, on to the fourth quarter financials.
Thanks, Michael. So, board, we're going to start with the balance sheet. This is as of December 31st. And total assets came in at 26,087,000, with 42,000 of that being in the general fund, 17.6 million in the debt service fund, and then 8.3 million in the capital projects fund. And then on the liability side, we just have accounts payable at $6,830. Any questions on the balance sheet?
No questions. Do you want a motion to approve that document?
When we get through all of it, we will, Quinn.
Got it. Let me know.
If we move on to the general fund statement, total revenues came in at $602, all of which is interest income. And then total expenditures came in at $13,800. These are all for the administrative costs that include accounting, insurance, and legal. Any questions on those? Then I will go to the debt service fund. Total revenues came in at $26,371, all of which is interest income. And then total expenditures sitting at $229,000, which is that bond interest payment. Any questions on the debt service fund?
No.
Last thing here we have is the capital projects fund. So total revenues came in at just under 2.4 million, with just under 2.3 million of that being the acceptance of reimbursable costs. And then we do have some interest income, which was just under 94,000. Then expenditures, total expenditures came in at 6.7 million, with the majority of that being the recognition of costs and repayment of reimbursable costs. But we do also have some capital outlay, looks like 1.5 million of expenses there. Engineering was just under 12,000, and then bond issuance costs came in at 621,000. Any questions here on the capital projects fund?
No.
Okay. That is our last one.
All right. So if there's no questions, Quinn.
Make a motion to approve the financials as presented.
Thanks, Quinn.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up is going to be our annual meeting schedule. So here's the proposed schedule. This just makes it easy for Seth because it's just five meetings right in a row. So it would be the first Tuesday, 3:30 for those months. And if we need to make changes, we can make changes. We just have to post something on the public notice website. So, any questions? Does that work for everybody?
Yep, I'll make a motion to
Works.
approve public notice meeting schedule for 2026.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Question that I have, we'll go back. Did that change back to the agenda?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So have you guys used Local Governments Trust? Have you guys done the interlocal with them that they've asked for?
No, I don't think we have.
Okay, then I'll put that on for the next meeting. So nothing's going to change with the insurance. They've just asked us to join as a member instead of just contracting the insurance through them. So last for us would be our ratification of our engagement. Do you guys want me to put that up?
Think you should, for the benefit of Quinn and Matt.
Okay. All right, so here's the engagement to do both legal and the administrative management. Just lists out what we're going to do. Again, legal work, management, administrative things. Here are the hourly rates. So Matt, when he works, is 440. Tyler King is one of the associates. He would be at 350. I'm at 250. You'll never use, so this last one, we never use paralegals or legal assistants. Christy's time is rolled into mine, so you guys know that is a combined amount for both Christy and I in that one. Any questions? You guys
Nope,
good?
I'll make a motion to approve the engagement agreement between Snow Jensen Reese and the district.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Quinn. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's everything I show. Do you guys have anything for us?
I am
So,
looking at the meeting agenda for 2020, December 12th. I have the agenda, but I don't have any details on who was present and what was approved and what was not.
okay, we'll track that down, and then we'll just have it for the next board meeting.
Hey, if they didn't have if they don't have them done, do you have the recording? I might be able to get it off the public notice website, but
I would have to go to the public notice website as well.
okay. I'll check and see if I can grab it off there just in case they didn't do them, then I can go ahead and do them. It's just I need the recording.
We'll
Okay.
take care of it, Seth.
Okay.
So Matt and Seth knows this because I've talked to him about it. I'm going to send you two a couple things to sign. So Matt, for you, there's the 26 budget report, which is what we send to the bondholders that we had approved a budget. So that'll be one. And then the other one will be, well, no, I've already got a copy. So it'll be just the budget report, unless you've already signed one.
I don't recall on that one, but
Okay.
yeah, I'll be happy to take a look at it.
Okay, I'll shoot it over to you then.
I have a 2025 resolution adopting the 2026 year budget.
Okay, so we don't need to send that one. I think I've got that one too, Seth.
That's what you were looking for?
No, there's one that just has the chair sign, and all it says literally is that we adopted the budget and we put a copy of the budget. So I'll include that budget resolution with the budget. I'll attach it to the report and then we get it sent in and it goes to the bondholders. It's just like one of the quarterly reports.
Just for Matt, then, as he's coordinating all the draws and the requisitions, he should now be including you, Michael, and Laura. Lauren, is it you or Shelby that he should be including?
I would say both, Seth. I'm usually the one keeping track of them all, and Shelby kind of does overall, overseeing. So I think a safe bet is both.
Is that all right, Matt? Does that make sense when you submit those draws just to make sure those two are included? Three, I guess.
Yep, that sounds great.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's nice to meet you too.
Nice
Yeah,
to
good to
meet
meet
you as
you.
well. Thanks for
Yeah.
your help.
Yeah, we'll look forward to working together. So, all right, if there's nothing else, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Quinn.
I'll
I'll
second
second.
that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, okay.